Breakfast with Gary, Tim and Hamish.
Well, just I think it was 13 games for Hawthorn. Moves to Sydney, and then he elevates himself into the one of the best of all time. Seven seasons at the Swans, three best and fairest, never out of the top three. As we welcome in a famous name and the captain of the Swans, Josh Kennedy. Morning.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you on. Congratulations on the captaincy, first of all. I spoke to you last week on this. Who approached you and said what on the captaincy, Josh?
I was approached by Horse and Jared and Kieran back in December at the start of pre-season, and it all happened pretty quickly. From then, it was they thought it was a time for a change, and credit to them the way that they've been able to guide me and support me through this first few months. I'm looking forward to getting into it now officially on Saturday.
Good on you, Josh. It's a great appointment, I think. I guess philosophically, we're trying to, and we've talked a lot about this summer about leadership and what you do. Is it a standalone job? Is it one that's shared? You guys have had three at times with great success. How come on this occasion they've gone with the one? Is it just the horses for courses? Who's available? Who the best pick is?
It's a good question. I think that was something that was a call made by Horse and the match committee and the board. To be honest, I didn't think about it too much. I just thought, look, whatever your call is, I'm pretty happy to go with whatever, whether it was two or one or three. But they decided with one. I think they just felt that it was the best fit for where we're at now as a club, and that could change in a year, 2 years' time, I've got no doubt. But at the moment, they just thought it was the best fit.
Hey, Josh, good morning to you. It's Tim here. And I don't want to bring up unhappy memories for you, but yep. The last two grand final appearances that you've been in as a Sydney Swans player, you've lost. How has that affected you as a player?
I think I've learned a lot from those two experiences. The first one, obviously, having won, it probably, and we're going in underdogs too to that game, and the subsequent next two were probably favourites going into the grand final and got done. So I think it's not taking anything for granted, and I'm certainly hungry to get back there again and try and get another win, because it was a really special day, and I want to hopefully learn from those two losses as much as possible and try and impart some sort of wisdom on the guys that if you get another opportunity, number one, they don't come easy, and number two, they're even harder to win. So, can't do anything about it now.
No, you can't.
Just try and win another one.
Does it become still like a driving force? You know, is it something that continues to motivate you as a player?
I got asked this a lot. Captain's Day last week, but not really. I think the main driving force for me now is the fact that we've got an opportunity, I believe, with the playing group and the way we're playing at the moment, to have another crack. The fact that, I'm firmly believe that we can be up there again this year, and the opportunity of what we've got in front of us now, rather than trying to make amends or get redemption for what happened last year. It's more about the opportunity that we've got this year.
Hey, Josh, I'm worried about you, Hamish, here. Anna, your wife, takes off with Emilio to Colombia for 2 months in the middle of the season. I'm very concerned about how you're going to eat and take care of yourself.
Yeah, it's a fair concern, mate. I'm sort of just going to cross that bridge when we get to it, I think. But it's fantastic for me to know that she can go over there and spend time with her family, Emilio as well, and I should be all right, mate. I was able to fend for myself for a few years up here riding solo, so just have to wind back the clock a bit, I think.
Hey, Josh, we're speaking to Josh Kennedy, new captain of the Sydney Swans Footy Club. There's a touch of out of sight, out of mind with the Swans, and that's a good thing for all you guys, I'm sure. But we marvel at the preparation of this group, and we know Hanbury's the most celebrated runner, or certainly the one that's most spoken about, but you all appear to have this impeccable preparation and fitness. How much do you put that down to where you're living, the environment, the the fact that you got the ocean right at your fingertips, and how competitive is it amongst the group in terms of their physical preparation?
Yeah, I think to answer the first part, I think a lot of it has to do with the environment. I think, you know, we're very fortunate that we have we live in a place that's so conducive to being a professional athlete. But we, as you said, we can recover all year round down at the beaches. The weather's beautiful, and there's a much more amount of anonymity. Yeah. So I think all those combined, and I think the fact as well, certainly when I came up to Sydney, not having any family or school friends up here, you're automatically drawn to the club and the playing group, and forced to spend a lot of time with your teammates, and I think that's become closer a lot quicker in my experiences moving up here. So all those things combined, I think, create a great environment for team sport and professional athleticism.
Josh, it's not an easy word to say, anonymity.
Yeah, thanks.
It's just not an easy word. Just final question, and nobody spends more time breaking out the centre there on the SCG and just putting it lace out on Buddy's chest than what you do. And there's no doubt you would have been probably the first bloke he thought of when he sent out his wedding invitations. How was the occasion?
Sorry?
How was the occasion, the wedding? Was it good? A good ceremony?
From what I've heard, mate, it was a fantastic ceremony.
Come on, Tim.
You didn't go either?
Hey?
You didn't go either?
No. It was, I think, you know, a handful of family and close friends.
So. Josh, the background of this is Tim asked John Longmire on one of our first shows for the year and embarrassed all of us because Horse wasn't invited. And since then, he's asked every Sydney person, anyone that's lived in Sydney, the same question. So don't feel bad about it.
No, I don't. If you know the man, you wouldn't feel bad either.
Hey, Josh, top 50 came out yesterday. Robbo and Mike Sheehan had you at 7. Who would you have at 1 in Josh Kennedy's top 50?
It's a great question. I think it based off last year, you'd have Dangerfield. Yep. I thought he had an incredible year. But I feel like it's a bit of a case of, as we said, out of sight, out of mind with your Ablett and Fife.
Highest Swan? Who would be the highest rated Swan?
I think I'd have Fife 1. Highest rated Swan?
Hannabry, I went for.
Probably, yeah, Hannah's or probably Buddy, but excluding him, I'd put Hannah's.
Or Kennedy. Hey, Josh, big thanks for joining us this morning. Good luck to the Swans this year.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
Hi, Josh.
Josh Kennedy, new skipper of the Swans. Sydney Membership Day on SN, no matter where you live. We've got a membership for you at the Swans. Full range of 27 membership packages are available at membership.sydneyswans.com.au.
I know you're going to talk about...
Breakfast with Gary, Tim and Hamish. Weekdays from 6 on 1116 SEN.